So it might sound amateurish, but I'm just gonna start it. Alright, so 3, 2, 1. Hey everyone, it's Hi Tai here. You don't need to clap. Hey everyone, it's Hi Tai here. In our first TPP podcast, actually, I don't know what title we're gonna give this podcast as of now. So, yeah,
it's tentative.
It's tentative, yes. So, we just accept any suggestion you have about this. I have a few suggestions though. Currently, the Discord channel that we are recording on right now, the title is Hi-Tai's TPP Podcast Project. Is it? Yeah, project.
TPPP. P.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
That would be very long and not very interesting. I mean, too many P's. So, I have a few suggestions whether we call TP Pod Twitch Plays Podcast.
That's cool, but it's not really Twitch playing it. I don't know.
I know, but it's related to Twitch Plays something. Or
Twitch can play anything.
Yeah. As we have seen in other examples. So it'll either be TP Pod, TPP in capitals and OD in small letters, or it'll be TPP Kipo, you know, to differentiate it with TPP Kappa. But then that'll be not that much different. So yeah, it's either that or that. That's all ideas I have. Can't come up with creative names. So I ask your help, the listeners' help, to come up with a name, or our two hosts here. So I should introduce, yeah, you. So as you've heard, there are three of us right now. So I'm Hi Tai. So the female voice is Cyan. Hi Cyan.
Hello.
And the other guy's voice is Mozilla Fennekin, which I will shorten to
Mozilla.
Mozilla, yeah.
That's fine, because and I watch anime.
Uh-huh, yeah. And your flair on TVB Kappa is anime. With a lot of exclamation marks. I think, yeah. If I'm not mistaken. So, now, why do I start this podcast project? It's maybe to fill in a gap, because I noticed the content that is posted on the TPP subreddit are mostly artwork, pictures, and in the early days there was music, there was some kind of parody on YouTube, there were a lot of them at the start of this TPP craze or fad, and then it slowly dies down. So now most of the content that are posted right now on TPP would be, the subreddit would be, meme pictures, I guess. You know, that has some connection with whatever happened on TPP. And also the occasional YouTube recording of the streams, right? So people share those. Now, what's lacking, I think, is an audio discussion about all these things. So for people who cannot or don't have time to read all the text that's been written on subreddit, so there are of course writers who write their laws, their interpretation of the story on the TPP subreddit, but they don't get a lot of attention, mainly because I guess it's their headcanon and they try to develop the story. And sometimes the text can be a bit too overwhelming for the average subscribers, so they might miss them, or yeah, they might actually follow up the story, and just probably a select few would know the storyline, like, you know, Dedinsky maybe, or Dedinsky may actually just read through some of them to give people an idea what they're writing about. And so this podcast is some sort of a I guess it can be one part of it can be a recap for whatever that's happening on the stream in a shorter format. So it's about 20 minutes to 30 minutes. I mean, this episode will be around 20 something minutes. I don't want to drag it too long. I might cut irrelevant parts from the live recording, so. But it will sound coherent later. I'll try my best. And yeah, that's basically my motivation of starting this podcast thing.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, so now on to the other two hosts. So we'll start with Cyan. So you can introduce yourself and what you're doing right now.
Hello, I'm Cyan. I do stuff updating. I don't know, not really much else.
And you are quite active on Twitter, right? Okay. And yeah, she lives in the most people say EST is the time zone that matters in the US. So she also lives in the time zone that matters in Australia.
Ah, yes.
Currently, because they're off, they're like saving. It's 1:37 PM on a Saturday. Right.
Or 13:37 PM.
No, we don't use PM if we're saying 13, so because it implies that it is after 12. Anyway, so 13:37, yes. And my time right now is 1 minute past, so it's 11:38 AM. I'm in the UTC 8 time zone, I'm in Malaysia. And oh, Big Devil is joining. Suddenly.
Oh my!
A wild pigu.
It's pigu.
A wild pigu joined. Hey pigu. Surprise! So
I can just remember that as this thing.
Oh hi. You might. So are you using the laptop right now?
Yeah.
You are. Okay. Good. And to ask you, hi pigu. So. Have you your voice recorded in any Twitch stream? I mean, when you're doing live stuff on Twitch, do you turn on your mic?
No,
typically not.
Yeah.
But I notice you have better internet. Do you?
Hmm.
I guess. So just wanna ask, what's your ping? For the voice channel. Right now, my ping to Singapore is... The average ping right now is 31. At least for my side. So, Cyan, what's yours?
Okay. You said. Yeah. So, Singapore server,
Yeah, Peak Devil's getting 62. So, not bad. I think it makes sense. So, Cyan, what's your ping? You get the average...
The average, it is currently 184, I think.
100 and? Yep, just 100 and something. Moss, your ping? Mozilla? Oh. AFK? Or not listening? I don't know. Hi, Mozilla!
What's up?
Okay, so what's your ping on this voice channel? Just want to know.
Sorry?
So what's your ping on this voice channel?
What's my opinion?
Ping. The ping. Average ping.
What is that?
You can... Next to whatever so, if yeah, you're the using the browser...
The eye, and it shows your ping.
Yeah.
Hang on, repeat that. I couldn't get that.
So it says voice connected underneath the text channels on the voice channels. Mm-hmm. You click the eye, and it shows your ping.
Oh, okay.
So what does it say?
It's 261.
So there are three bolded types. You just read to me the last
terrible.
One. 200 over?
Huh? Yeah, the last one was 257.
257, but it's
the
not bad.
The last ping was 193 for me.
183, yeah. Because of our geographical location, I guess. For me, I have to choose the closest server, I guess, for the recording to work. I could switch to Sydney, but that might be... But that doesn't really matter, because I think Mozilla is doing fine. So, Sign has done her introduction, so next we'll move on to Mozilla. So hi Mozilla.
Hello.
Okay. So what do you do?
Sorry.
Yeah, so what do you do when
I watch anime and baseball.
And baseball.
And I lose PBR matches to hacks.
Yeah,
it's a great time.
I saw you were on PBR a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And just asking, how much is your balance?
I'm at 170,000. I used to be at 250,000. That's how much I've lost due to just bad games in general.
Okay, so 250k down to 170k, that's not bad because you gained a lot. I mean, you accumulated a lot. So my experience
actually,
yeah, you may continue. Sorry.
I remember when I used to have fair amounts, and then I just lost it all. Now I don't bet much at all.
So, Mozilla is interested in baseball, I heard. So I have no idea how baseball works. Like, what are the games that you follow? Like, or which team do you support? Which team do you support for baseball usually?
I think he was asking what kind of baseball team do you follow.
Yeah.
Oh, I follow the Kansas City Royals because that's where I live, and they're great.
They're great. Okay, let me check.
I don't really follow any sport.
Yeah, no idea. Kansas City Royals, right? Okay, I see that. 2016 season, so far they are doing quite well in the Central League. Like,
they got out of a slump like a couple weeks ago. They were losing a bunch, weren't doing so well, but they've been doing a lot better now.
Okay.
So they're good. They're defending champions this year.
Mm-hmm. This year? I mean, you mean last year or what?
Yeah, they won last year.
They won last year. Okay. So they won the 2015 season. Alright, that's, I guess, enough information. And Pico, do you want to chip in, like, introduce yourself? Because right now we're recording, actually. So, hi Pico. So, are you busy with anything now? Is he even listening? Alright, so the result is in. Team Red won the match. That's very quick. Very, very quick. Rip my $4.
What are we going to talk about today?
Yeah.
About today.
Anything. Because right now we are around the 20 minutes mark, but maybe I'll just cut off stuff. Okay, the next match we have a tryhard, probably, if that's what you want to call it. But no, I will just leave it to one side. Because tryhards are tryhards. Okay, so, Pigu, you have anything to add? Do you want to say something or do you just listen in? Hi, Pigu. So, you just listen in?
Yeah.
Alright, good. Now, so that is us. So, now we're gonna talk about on this early episode. So, you guys wanna talk about whatever that's happening on the subreddit that you follow, or are you too busy to follow the subreddit that you don't really know what's happening? Cyan, any idea what's happening on the Reddit side of things? At least what you've heard. So right now we're in the end of May. So what's happening?
Well, the subreddit's generally quiet during intermission. Not a lot of posts. Like, not some things from older runs are, like, brought back.
Like what?
That's pretty cool.
Okay, so you do follow a bit, right? I mean, occasionally you do.
It was the anniversary of when we beat Tohumonomoi one recently.
Ah, yeah.
There have been a few posts about that.
Yeah.
It's been cool to look back.
Also.
Mm-hmm. It's,
yeah, so, I'm just, at this day, I'm just looking and do something outside TPP, but, well, right now for TPP, this something is called the prefect list.
Yeah, the prefect.
So the list is it's just a list of all misspelling that prefects of the list. Did in the subject then.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. If we have discussed on Discord about that, so it's actually a spell check for PFAC. So I'm gonna call him PFAC. And it's a spell check. Tigu has done a list of words that he uses across the subreddit, and he's trying to correct them. I mean, just provide translation, the corrected version of whatever it's.
My goal is to make a dictionary that if I pass it into this message and if you hand it to something that
is readable.
Something like that?
That is readable to native English speakers. I understand that, yes. And yes. I guess there's also discussions that saying that, you know, it might become a Chrome plugin at some point, an extension or something.
Yeah,
that's the end goal, I say. So, yes, the thing is, such things, I try to not make fun of it. I mean, it might be a real condition. He just wants to contribute, but his spelling isn't that good. So, I just read one of his latest comments, you know, from his user page. So, on Operation Retro Art Post number 22. Yes, it's at number 22 now. Wait, by RT Peak Rate? That's weird. Check.
Yeah.
So Peak Rate kind of on up him. I don't know. Okay, so PFAC's comment is, I tried to do for him what I did for Rotten Burrito, only a lot later on. I then made a sprite, bleep off a pre-existing in game sprite for shiny Umbreon, Umbreon, for Neon. That was dashed. Cause a lot of the changes weren't overly noticeable. At a glance, I got mad. People started spamming the sub with their version of Neon art to troll me. And as a result, Neon became RT's kind of unofficial mascot character for a while. For a while, thus gaining popularity. So not that I can still read them. I can still read them. So for me, I don't have a problem with it. Of course, apparently some, they're very particular. They will trip on words, and it will just like distract them, thinking, what the heck he's writing. So, thanks, Pigu, for providing this tool, and Team Vista is also helping him, apparently. But as I've discussed with Team Vista on the bot channel of Discord, of TPP Discord, I'm just suggesting to PFACT, if you're listening, that you probably will need a speech input, right? Basically just talk into the mic, and, you know, at least what will appear on the other end will be properly spelled words, so you may correct them afterwards, but at least that gives you a certain idea, so it will improve the comments that you're writing. And if you live in Canada, I believe, I think you're pretty well covered in terms of speech input through the internet. For me, it's a bit difficult because I don't speak the proper accent required for them to pass my words.
Me too?
Yeah, Pigo too. But at least we spell correctly, so that's all that matters. That is all that matters. And Pigu, so you are also active in the Toho sub, right? The Toho subreddit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you post there occasionally, or what do you comment on usually? You know, anything in particular?
The only time I ever did anything in that subreddit was my cross post of that one thing I did nearly a year ago. Wow.
Why is it?
A starter or something. I have no clue.
Oh, a starter?
Blue.
And also to add, for those who are interested, Tegu's time zone is 1 hour behind me, so right now my time is 11:55, and his time will be 10:55 a.m. And
so that means he would be 3 hours behind me.
Yes, 3 hours behind you. But then if he switched the AM to PM, it will be Mozilla's time. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, it will be Mozilla's time during summertime in the north. Yeah. So that covers all the hosts. We don't know what we're going to talk about, but I guess we can talk about, you know, what we hope for Brown, or what you know so far about Brown.
I don't know anything. I should probably do some research, like, on how the game is.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it will be like, what is it, Colosseum in XD, where I knew very little about it, where you didn't actually turn out that bad.
Yes, that's possible.
Really good.
Like,
I don't know much about Brown either.
Oh, you don't?
But, the guy... Yeah, the guy who made it, though, he also does a Pokemon Prism, and I played that few years ago. It was a while ago.
You mean the
that was pretty good. Prism. So,
like, that's the code name, right? Or whatever they call it.
What's that?
Is that the hack?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Gen 2 hack. EPP devs are actually helping him finish it up now. Because,
wow.
Yeah, because Cool Boy Man was a... He helped work on Anniversary Crystal.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so it's like they're paying him back for all the work he did. That's cool.
Yeah. So, But yeah, Brown is the game he made before he worked on Prism. It's a Gen 1 hack, and that's about all I know about it.
So Brown is a Gen 1 hack.
But I think it's got loads of stuff. It should be... interesting. I'm not sure if I'll be able to watch it, though. I might be busy.
Oh, by June? Yeah, I guess June is selected because it's basically the start of summer. It's almost gonna be summer.
I don't know. I just might have stuff going on by then.
Right. So I don't know about the reception that Brown will get. It's still kind of hard to predict, right? Like, how many people are going to watch the first day, the first 2 hours, whether it's going to be like Toho and Moemon, no idea. Yeah, so Cyan just typed. She just realized that maybe Brown will start doing her term break holidays. Maybe. Well, it's going to be middle of June. So, how long is your break going to be?
It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. So, you might be free
for... XD started, like, right at the start of the summer holidays. At the start, so I had way too much time.
Updating.
Just do stuff. And that was fun.
So that's fun, yeah.
It's fun.
That's nice. Nice to know. The thing is, I dropped out of viewing the last season because I've changed job. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, my setup for updating has changed, so therefore, some adjustments are needed. Let me check Pokemon Brown. I don't know whether it will show up on the search results. So, Pokemon Brown is 2014. Hold on. No, it's created by... Wait. So as far as I know, like, as I can read from the site, not from the subreddit, Pokemon Brown is taking place in the world of Region, and it's one Johto city and over 20 routes to explore. 10 Region cities, so it's like 10 modified cities and one Johto cities. Maybe I don't know whether it will start from there or not.
When was the hack made again?
The when? Oh, the hack.
The hack. When was it made?
So Brown was made in 2004, but then it's updated continuously.
Right. Wow.
That's the first version of Pokemon Brown it has been working on for, yeah, a long time. And I don't know how it got updated. The last update was 2014. I don't know what changed. And there are 225. Yeah, there are 225 mons in the Pokédex
until late June.
Pardon?
Yes. No, I don't think I'll finish my term until late June.
Until late June. Oh, so that means you might miss the start of it. And there might be exam before the break.
I shouldn't be able to watch, because there won't be too much work to do in the later half of the term.
Oh.
Which is now.
Okay. So, this hack will feature new music tracks, including tunes from Johto. So this is like a Gen 2 hack, I think. It shouldn't be a Gen 1 hack, if that's how it seems.
I think I saw a picture of it and it was like the Game Boy games, like not the advanced, just like the original GB. Ones.
Okay, so it might be...
I have no idea though.
GBC, it's a Crystal one, something like Gen 2. Because Prism is Gen 3, right? If I'm not mistaken. I don't know, hold on. There are Gen 3 mons in Prism, I think.
Ah, cool.
I think. Let me check.
Prisma goes up to Gen 4, because I remember when I played it, I had a Shinx.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, so Prism includes, I believe includes more from later gens.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
just notice that, I mean, blew my mind, so yeah. So, right now we are porting Prism, we are porting into the data assembly and where we have artists doing some gently for Survive with animate. With animation, we call it stone based right now, and well, one of artists are Pioxys and it was nice.
Which
and also I still don't know if I can implement their hive from Gen 4, which is a web sample, and
So you're gonna implement their what animation sample as well? Kind of lost it.
Gen 3 and 4 Pokemon in Prism.
Oh, so it's like for later hacks, if you're trying to do something, you might actually include some more references into the hacks, is it true? I probably have to listen back to your recording of things. Or if you want, you can type out in the Discord channel. You can just type out, because maybe it'll be clearer that way. So I heard Pioxys, I heard Gen 3, Gen 4, but I have no idea what. Sorry about that. So, oh, he's talking about some kind of assembly. But whether it's for Gen 2 or Gen 3, I'm not sure. So, Piku, you're working...
I think someone made a post about it.
Oh.
I think a week or so ago, and it was like, stuff you need to know about Brown.
Ah, yeah, that's on the subreddit. So I guess people can check
that
out.
Really look into that.
Or you can check that
out. I should though.
Yeah. Alright, so basically Brown is coming in 19 days. So that'll be a bit less than 3 weeks. So right now, I only have... My plan is to get another episode rather close to when Brown starts. So it's either 1 more week or 2 more weeks later. So there'll probably be a different rotation of hosts after this. I mean, it will just be...
There's a countdown on my desktop and it says 19 days.
And how many hours?
And... 19 days, and I think 15, but I might have gotten it wrong.
Uh-huh, yeah. But it doesn't really matter.
16
hours.
Alright, thank you.
16 hours. 53 minutes, so it might as well be 17.
Yeah.
I'll just make it that then. So I thought it started at like 6 a.m. and I was very confused.
6 a.m.? I thought it's going to be 7 a.m. at your time.
Isn't it like run starts at 5 a.m. for you, Hightech?
Yeah, 5 a.m. for me. And 4 a.m. for Pigu. That means 4 p.m. for Mozilla.
Yep.
Something like that.
Or something like that, yeah. Like so that. I think it's 4 p.m. Because UTC 9, UTC 9 p.m. So some Europeans can actually get to see the start of it. So by this time, the Europeans will be asleep. You know, when we're recording this,
yeah.
Typically they'll be asleep. We assume they are. So yeah, I guess last time when streamer started his run early on, it's quite a convenient time for us and for those in like the western part of US. But maybe it'll be quite late for the eastern part. Or central. Yeah. So I guess
starts on 7 a.m. during not DST and 8 a.m. during DST here.
Yeah, but right now you guys are not. So, I mean, you all are not. But it doesn't really matter because
I think
right
in
now,
season one, it was 2 p.m. when run started.
Which run do you remember started at 2 p.m.?
I remember it was like a Sunday afternoon, and it was approaching 2 p.m. and I was wonder trading.
And you start things like you started updating
to lead up to X.
Oh, so it's like the end, not the end, like the end of season one or so.
It finished at, X finished at 2 p.m. as well.
You mean Tae-eun ended at 2 p.m.?
Like when it winded down and we were just like sitting in our room.
Oh, it went down.
When X finished.
Oh, when X finished, like Tae-eun. And then it switched to stadium, right? Stadium betting?
I think.
Yeah, it should be.
In season one.
Interesting, because yeah, I've only updated anniversary runs so far. So I've updated two for your information, anniversary red and anniversary crystal, basically DPP yep. Hex.
Yeah, season 3 runtimes don't seem to differ from the season 2 ones. Or from
yeah, I think since streamer delegate out,
it's the same.
His stream time elsewhere. Yeah. They follow their time, so I mean streamer just becomes the director of the whole thing. He no longer has yeah, of course he sometimes come into the stream and ban users, I don't know, but yeah, he's not that active right now. It's mostly Sonic or Rebo and Deku.
Right.
Deku's bot, that is. Yeah, and the dev team, which includes Pigu, Picolax, and who else? Pizza 3, I don't know whether he's active or not. So the one online now are, yeah, the chef, 1337, is online on Discord. And then we have the updaters, which is Mozilla, Cyan, me.
Raises hand.
Yeah, it's quite neat. So let me just make it clear that it doesn't have to be just us doing the podcast. Anytime, I'll just probably share out the link for the Discord channel for you guys to join in. I don't have a clear schedule for when the next podcast is going to be recording, but it should be, for your info, right now we just started our recording around, let me see, we started around 3 UTC, 3:30 UTC. AM, that is. So, on a Saturday, because next day, tomorrow, it'll be AOC, and I try not to clash with him, because I respect him.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll be away in Melbourne for the Pokemon Regionals, and for not competing, just having a generally good time.
Uh-huh. So, as you said earlier, I think it's a 2-hour car drive.
I think we're taking the train.
Okay.
It's the exact same place as it was last year.
Okay.
So we can just do the same thing, except not just taking it at 6 a.m. because I was actually competing that year. Competing for you. So I had to get there in time, and I had to wake up, like, really early.
So, you're participating in the regionals? Or you're just spectating?
Yep.
You're just chilling out there, basically. Is that right? I mean, you're not competing?
I'm not competing.
Alright, so anyone that you follow that you think will come, or what do you do there, basically? You just...
It's only one day.
Yeah, it's only one day, but what do you do there, you think?
Like, you can watch matches, and they're pretty interesting.
Okay. Do they use the latest gen? Like Gen 6? Mm. I mean, how does this all work? Typically?
It's all Gen 6. Like, you have a bunch of matches, which are divided into, like, junior, seniors, and masters. Mm-hmm. And you get, like, matched up with another person. Then once you've done all of the preliminary rounds and got your rankings, it's like, I think the top 12 go into, like, the finals, and then they just battle it out on the screen where you can watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got 35 out of 60 last year in seniors when I competed.
Like, is that a range of age that you're considered senior and you're considered junior?
Yep.
Okay, I see.
It's like, I think, year of birth.
Oh, by year of birth.
When you're divided into the different things.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I see. So in the senior rank, you're sort of ranked almost half out of the rest. Which isn't that bad, really, I guess. So yeah, to come back to it. We don't know when the next episode is going to be, because Cyan will not be around. We'll see whoever is available and just join in and just chat whatever we want.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. So I don't know where Moss is, or Tigo.
What's up?
It's kind of split between being a podcast about TPP and just like a general podcast for general things run by TPP people of the community. Right?
Yeah.
Of the community.
So yeah, Moss, I guess you're gonna join in the AOC stream tomorrow?
I saw the post, it seems cool.
Yeah.
I won't really be able to watch. I don't think I'll have internet when I'm away.
Who? Oh, you? Okay.
That's fine then.
Yeah, probably you can just join in the stream and see what's happening on, you know, whatever fun stuff that's happening on the screen. You just couldn't maybe actively participate, but that's alright. I think, in a hall with maybe hundreds of people, the internet wouldn't be that good, so that's my guess. Cyan, I just saw your message. So occasionally there'll be some cutoff, but that's okay. You don't have to worry too much, because it should be all recorded on my side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not like I'm recording whatever you heard. So my side would be uninterrupted, and you know, your whatever the other three audio would turn out okay, I guess. Even though there might be some cut off in the connection.
Alright.
Yeah. Because I've did a test before, and if I play something continuously, you might actually hear some breakup occasionally because it's not that stable. The connection isn't that stable. But it should be alright for voice purpose. So my thinking of improving this is probably not to use Discord. It's only to use Discord for open discussion, and to use Skype instead to record the podcast. Basically, the main host would use Skype. Yeah. Or maybe Google Hangouts. I don't know the setup, but I'll try it out.
Yeah.
It might be Google Hangouts, it might be Skype. But we'll see about that, because right now things are really things can change, you know, things are not set in stone. I'm not a pro in doing podcasts, so you have to understand.
So how long has the recording been going for so far?
More than an hour. Wait, hold on. Yeah, it's an hour already.
I've got a call now.
Alright, that's okay, Piku. So,
okay, bye.
Right, see you. Piku. Hosela?
What's up?
Yeah, so anything to add on before we end this beta episode?
What? I'm sorry.
So anything to add before we end this beta episode?
I can't hear very well hello. Because I think it's raining over here.
Oh, it's raining?
Yeah.
Is it? Because, oh, that's alright. So, hi,
I don't really have anything to add, but this was fun and I would like to discuss general things again.
Yeah, in a really boring sort of way, because we don't have a script. It's not like we know what we're going to talk about. So, next time, I guess I should prepare some kind of talking points for you guys to refer, so we don't go, you know, unchecked and just talk whatever you want. Because, having some talking points will keep people on track, like, we don't stray off too much from the topic and, you know, someone can pull back and, you know, keep the podcast relevant. I mean, I don't have to do a lot of editing later. And I am still considering, like, where I'm gonna upload this. Is it going to be on SoundCloud? It probably will be, because I'm not worried about, you know, copyright stuff so far, because I don't have any music added in for now. So it might be on SoundCloud. It might also just be some file uploaded somewhere. Not in Dropbox, because I don't have an account in Dropbox, but it'll be somewhere. So, Moss, is it raining at your end? Or is it noisy?
I can't really hear much. Not like in a bad way.
Alright, that's fine. Alright, so I guess that's the end of our first episode, and till next time, I don't know when it'll be, but there should be a next time. It shouldn't be a one-off thing, I hope. Alright, so see you, the TPP community, until the next podcast.